This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from BBC Learning English.
The average worldwide commute is around 40 minutes, but UK workers are travelling 54 minutes, and Londoners commute approximately 80 minutes by car and over 2 hours by train every day, according to the UK Department of Transport. Drawing on all that travelling experience, what can these commuters teach us about how best to behave during all that time spent in cars, trains and buses? First of all, travel etiquette is important. A recent BBC article asked its readers to describe which of their fellow commuters' actions constituted bad manners. Top answers included talking too loudly, eating stinky food and putting feet up on the seats. Several respondents even mentioned a fellow train passenger clipping their toenails in the carriage. Their reactions on this boorish behaviour included feeling disgusted, perplexed, and appalled. A more controversial activity is doing makeup. Opinions varied on whether this was impolite or inconsiderate. One reader said he was so offended by this conduct, he had to change carriages. However, the idea that makeup should be applied in private is an outdated concept, says professional makeup artist Nick Chapman, and one half of beauty brand Pixiwoo. "We are not ashamed of wearing makeup," she told the BBC. Dilruba Kanom told the BBC, "I do admire a woman's confidence to not give two hoots and slap on the face." But a long commute isn't just about negative experiences. Many UK commuters turn to innovative activities to better make use of their time on transport. 37-year-old Ben Yallop, who manages international judicial relations at the Royal Courts of Justice, used his daily 3-hour trip to write and self-publish 2 novels. He started jotting down ideas for a series of them. "I've done almost all my research, plotting and writing on the train," he tells the BBC. Alternatively, 24-year-old Amy Duquette uses her 90-minute trip to photograph fellow commuters for her commute blog. She snaps a picture and asks them to tell her something surprising about themselves. Usually, they are surprised, but glad to have some entertainment on an otherwise boring journey. "Often the people around us join in and will ask their own questions," she told the BBC. So no matter where or how long your journey is, take a leaf from the UK commuter's book. Don't antagonise your fellow passengers, and rather than staring into space, use your time creatively.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.